The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
The heat and humidity are going to start cranking around here this week. Tony Answeeney at the National Weather Service said today is actually the coolest day of the week, but we will be approaching 90 later on.
Well, it looks like right now the warmest day of the week is probably going to be on Thursday and Friday. We could be looking at the heat index values reaching the lower to mid-90s on those days.
All right, and rain? Likely midweek as well. Wednesday and Thursday both look a little bit unsettled in Western New York.
All right. Well, Israel and Iran trading attacks with explosions heard in three Iranian cities. Ashley Strohmeyer has the details.
Iran launching a new wave of missiles at southern Israel. This comes after Israel's military struck military targets in western and central Iran early Monday morning. Iranian state media confirms explosions in at least three cities, including Isfahan and Tehran. This comes hours after Iran launched at least four waves of missiles at Israel. Israel says they were all intercepted and vowed a powerful response. Tehran claims the attack was retaliation for Israel's deadly strike in Beirut on Sunday. Israel insists it's going after Hezbollah in Lebanon because the Iran-backed group keeps firing missiles into northern Israel.
The president said Iran's strike's not going to help negotiations, called on Iran to get back to the table and make a deal.
At least six people injured last night in a mass stabbing at New York City's Penn Station.
It's coming less than a day before President Trump is set to attend Game 3 of the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden, directly above Penn Station. Now, FDNY says a suspect was taken into custody at the scene, but have not yet released details about what led up to the stabbings. The scene of people being removed on stretchers weighing heavily on those who saw it.
Officials in New York City have beefed up security measures around Madison Square Garden ahead of the president's visit for tonight's Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Just days away from a ribbon cutting at the new Highmark Stadium, WBEN caught up with the former wife of former Bills owner Ralph Wilson to get her thoughts on what she's seen in Orchard Park. Here's WBEN's Jim Fink.
Mary Wilson has seen a lot of NFL stadiums. It comes from the turf when your husband is the late Ralph C. Wilson Jr., the Buffalo Bills founder and longtime owner. So when it comes to new Highmark Stadium, Mrs. Wilson is impressed. No, make that very impressed.
And that stadium is going to be the most incredible stadium in the NFL, and that is the way it should be.
Mrs. Wilson said her late husband, who died 12 years ago, would have loved the fact that Highmark Stadium remained an open-air stadium because Mr. Wilson always believed that football was made to be played outdoors, regardless of the weather. A few weeks ago, Mrs. Wilson made one last visit to the stadium that, for 17 years between 1998 and 2015, was fondly called the Ralph.
I'm really looking forward to the new one. I was there a few weeks ago while they were tearing it down. I was on the field.
And yes, Mrs. Wilson will be back at the new stadium this season, and she's looking forward to it. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's got to be a little bittersweet. Right, to see.
Yeah, I mean, the old stadium, it's really incredible to look at.
It's right. I mean, it stood just for a long time.
You know, a lot of these demolitions happen, and, you know, it's there, and then it's not. And but this, because it's a teardown.
It's so slow motion.
I mean, it just looks like, I don't know, it's like ruins.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're going to an ancient city or something. It's weird to see it in that state. It's not just like all of a sudden
gone.
It's flattened.
Poof.
The teardown is... I don't know. It's cool, but also, I don't know, a little strange to look at.
It absolutely is. Well, there are new state rules mandating insurance for certain ATV drivers. More from WBEN's Tom Puckett.
State law says if you go out on your ATV on someone else's property, have insurance with you.
This is not something that's new, but a lot of people don't know about this. You know, for the one thing is every ATV needs to be registered, whether it is for use on your property or not, with a DMV.
AAA Sean Kirst says it's a good idea even if you don't take your ATV outside your property.
Your homeowner's policy may or may not cover the ATV depending on how it's being used, and there may be special limits on that homeowner's policy for that. ATV policies are going to be relatively inexpensive. We see most of them right around that $100 to $200 range.
Just how much coverage do you need? Hear from Kirst online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thanks. Buffalo Sabres legend Jerry Meehan has passed away. Meehan was part of the inaugural Sabres team in 1970, served as team captain, scored a goal that knocked the Flyers out of the playoffs with just 4 seconds left in the season in 1972. He later went to school here, became a lawyer, then became Sabres general manager, was responsible for bringing in Alex McGillney from the Soviet Union and trading for Pat LaFontaine and Dominic Hasek too. Leaves behind quite a legacy with the Sabres. Meehan was 79 years old.
There may not be someone as legendary who was in as a player who played for the team and the front office as general manager.
You talk about impactful. Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of GMs who make big trades. Probably no one who can say they've done something like bring Dominic Hasek here. It's been a lot of players who've had big moments. Meehan had the first assist in team history.
I love that.
You know, there's been a lot of captains. He was one, yeah, too. As far as legacy Sabres go, from on the ice to the front office, tough to beat.
It really is. And NASA expected to name today the crew for its next mission, preparing humans for a lunar return.
Artemis 3 will be the next in a series of new NASA space missions with an aim of returning astronauts to the moon's surface. The agency is expected to name the crew for this mission this week at a public briefing. They're also expected to discuss more about what the mission will entail. Earlier plans were for Artemis 3 to be a lunar landing, but after the successful lunar flyby of Artemis 2, NASA Chief Jared Isaacman revealed the next mission would likely be an Earth orbit rehearsal of rendezvous and docking procedures between the Orion crew spacecraft and commercially built moon landers. Artemis 3 is slated for late 2027. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, getting closer to that moon mission that everyone's waiting for. And as expensive weight loss drugs grow in popularity, companies across the country rethinking how and if they'll cover the cost.
Some big companies are dropping coverage of GLP-1s for weight loss. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which looked at recent data collected by a benefit advisory firm. The paper says nearly 500 organizations were surveyed, and more than a quarter say they'll add coverage criteria like multiple weigh-ins or the use of a meal tracking app or online sessions with a health coach. The journal says as many as 1 in 8 Americans take weight loss drugs, and some companies are facing double-digit increases in medical and pharmacy costs. Pam Puso, Fox News.
The insurance component of this is key to many people being able to use this.
Yeah, even as they become more affordable, not quite affordable enough to stay on long-term. And how about this? Listen to this. Mike Dubusky on a trend that we're seeing here in Western New York.
From ABC News Tech Trends. In Nashville, more than 200,000 people have now signed on to a petition to block the construction of a data center.
The community does not want this here.
Rick Schwartz is the president of the nearby Nashville Zoo, and he says he's concerned the constant noise and light from the data center will harm the animals. DC Blocks, the company behind the plan, is downplaying those concerns. It is the latest data center project to face pushback from surrounding communities. Google has signed on to a new AI agreement with SpaceX, paying the company more than $900 million a month to use its data centers. SpaceX, which is in the midst of filing a public offering, owns the artificial intelligence firm xAI. And Microsoft is showing off a new 25th anniversary edition of the Xbox. The limited edition console and its accompanying controller are both translucent green. It goes on sale this fall. With Tech Trends, I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
So the data center backlash, I mean, we talked about it here, of course.
For sure.
Down in Texas, Nashville now, really all over the country.
Everyone's getting in on this.
Yeah.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, abundant sunshine with temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, mild, overnight lows in the mid-60s. And then on Tuesday, it'll be warm, it'll be humid, highs in the mid to upper 80s with a slight chance for late day shower or thundershower. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort is with us on the Bison Automotive Live Line this morning. The state legislative session has ended in Albany, and we're looking at what got done and what didn't get done. Morning, Rob. What stands out to you? What is your biggest takeaway?
Good morning, Susan, Brian. Well, you know, it's my biggest takeaway is that there was a lot of talk by by everybody, certainly the Democrats, Kathy Hochul, the state legislature, even our conference. You know, everybody was talking about affordability, and we needed to make the state more affordable. We needed to lower people's energy bills. We needed to tackle the high cost of living here in New York. And the budget, which was, of course, 2 months late, the latest budget in my time in Albany, really did nothing to address the affordability issue. If you look at sort of the main drivers, I mean, there's going to be $100 or $200 check that people will receive here in the fall, which, you know, hey, sure, we'll all take $200, I suppose, or $100, but that's not really going to do anything to lower lower your energy bills or really make your life more affordable. We kicked the can down the road on the green energy mandates instead of really repealing the CLCPA or making real changes to the surcharges and taxes that go on your energy bill. Taxes were not lowered. We increased spending. I think it was a real missed opportunity. There was a lot of talk about affordability, but ultimately the Democrats who negotiated the budget, this budget does not make life more affordable for most people here in New York. And I think this session will be remembered a lot at this juncture for the crazy law that was passed the last week of session that removed mother and father from New York State family law and replaced it with gestating parent and non-gestating parent. You know, it's probably maybe that doesn't affect a lot of people, but I think it goes to sort of what the priority was or a to-do list item last week and the things that really needed to be taken care of that were not.
You mentioned energy. We've talked in the past with you about kind of kicking the can down the road when it comes to some of these energy laws. That was done in part of the budget. But I want to look at a different energy issue, and that is data centers and the impact that has on energy consumption and a whole lot of other things. A one-year moratorium passed on the construction of data centers here in New York State. There's talk about it in Tonawanda, the old Tonawanda Coke site, in Niagara Falls. What do you think about that one-year moratorium, and what's going to happen in that 1 year that might change anybody's mind on this?
Well, we'll start with your last part. Nothing is going to happen in a year, right? I mean, a year, to your point, Brian, I think is you know, it's, you know, what's going to happen in a year? Next year won't be an election year. That's what's going to happen in the year. So this is an election year, obviously, and next year won't be. Look, I understand that data centers, like many things over time, nobody wants to live near a data center, I suppose. There's concerns raised about energy. But to me, it's a false choice. And the reason I say that is this. In New York State, we have one of the oldest electric grids in the country. It has not been updated. The money has not been put into making it a grid worthy of the 21st century. On top of that, we in New York, with the CLCPA and with mandates that we have put on here in New York State, we have limited where we can bring energy, how we can produce energy. We want to go all electric, which is going to put more strain on an old and aging infrastructure. We do not have the electric capacity or the energy generating capacity in this state to meet the demands currently. And so a data center or any high energy user is going to draw maybe disproportionately on that grid. And then you're told, or homeowners are told, you have to choose between economic development or powering your home. And that's a false choice. That's a choice that other states don't have to make. They can do both. They can do both. So when people say, oh, the data center is taking my power, the only reason that's happening is because New York State policymakers and lawmakers have enacted poor energy policies for many years. And now this is the choice that in New York we have to make. that other states don't have to do. Let's be clear. You know, the AI, what's going on with AI, I believe the country that wins that race is going to control much of the future in our lifetime. And I certainly don't want it to be China or somebody else. I want it to be the United States. And I think New York plays a part in that. So while I think there are things that need to happen, and I get why people have concerns about it, I think it's a false premise brought about by poor energy policy here in New York State, by not investing in the grid, by trying to shift everyone to all electric when we're not ready. And then we say, oh, and we can't have data centers or other high energy users because they're going to have a disproportionate draw on our grid. That is a false choice that has been proposed or forced on people by poor policy here in New York State that other states are not having to make. And again, I worry about what that means for companies that are looking to invest high energy users in New York State.
Hey, Rob, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. It's a discussion that certainly is not going away. We'll continue to follow that, too, this moratorium on data centers. That is New York State Assembly, our Senate Minority Leader, Rob Ort, joining us this morning on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.